The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 6th chapter. Then Jesus looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that, listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." This is the gospel of the Lord. In our text for today, we hear some things about God. And it's maybe not the way we always think about things in the world. We often believe that we have some kind of understanding of what God is up to and why, but the truth is we don't. In today's gospel reading, we hear about the way God is blessing God's people, and it seems opposite of what is fair. It is one of those times that we realize that God's way is not our way. It seems like a reversal. If you are rich, you already have what you will get, and the poor will have the kingdom of God. If you are full now, you're going to be hungry. The hungry are going to be fed. Those who are laughing now are going to be mourning and weeping. Those who are weeping will laugh. And I hope that no one is speaking well of you when you are hated, excluded, reviled, and defamed because of your relationship with Christ. That's the time to leap for joy, for your reward is great in heaven. So, I used to play something, this is going to date me, called an RPG. Who knows what that is? One. It's a role-playing game. And it started as things like Dungeons and Dragons, right? Although I didn't do that. That's where guys dressed up in the woods and threw foil balls at each other. I didn't do that. I started playing RPG games on a computer, on a traditional computer. It wasn't like a game console meant to play games like we do today. See, when you played a role-playing game on a computer, you were reading text, and then you were typing in, and then you were reading more text. There were no graphics like we have in the games now. You guys with me? Okay, because this is at the same time taking some of us back and yet still moving some of us forward because it has a computer in it. So you would read, right, found sword laying on ground. And then you would type in, pick up sword. And then you would read, found stream of water. And you might type in, drink from stream or from stream of water. And then the computer would tell you what would happen as like you picked up the sword or drank from the stream. It was in one of these role-playing games that I found something out about myself. I want more. It happened like this. One time I found a bag in a game. So there's a bag in front of you. I typed in pick up bag. And then I put look in bag. And it said there were 3 gold coins. take 3 gold coins. And I put them back in my pocket. And I continued playing the game. I didn't think about the bag anymore. But later in the game, I looked at my list of stuff, which is what happens when you play one of these games. You pick up all this stuff. There's an amazing amount of things, and yet there is a limit. It really ends up that what you carry with you, you're kind of like Mary Poppins. You have all this stuff, but there is a limit to how much you can carry with. And so you've got to let go of some things that you don't use anymore. Like maybe you had a rock in the beginning of the game that was really important, but now you got a hammer, right? So you can drop the rock, most likely. And I was getting ready to do that, and I looked through my list, and there was that bag. And I thought, I'm going to look in the bag and make sure it's empty. I just thought, I want to make sure before I throw the bag away. And there were 3 more gold coins in it. And I realized that this was a magic bag that every few turns would regenerate more coins in the bag. And I thought, wow, I would like to have a bag like that in real life. It's only now in my life that I realize that God's abundance in my life has been just like that bag. God has given me more than I need. We often forget that we are a very prosperous nation. Compared to most other nations, we are one of the rich. McDonald's, TGI Fridays, Starbucks, Buffalo Wild Wings, countless stores, Myers, Woodman's, we are well fed. We practically set the standard for many types of entertainments: electronic media, sports, music, movies, theater. We laugh, we have a great time, not much weeping. We do not fare well when we actually consider who we might represent in the text today. Sometimes we are poor, spiritually or even physically, but the truth is that we are very comfortable in this country. When we suffer in relative comfort. People are well cared for in this country, even when we are dying. It is only in third world countries that you would see someone in poor health lying on the side of the road, dying alone. These words in the gospel today help us to see the poor, the hungry, those who are marginalized, those who are persecuted. These words also help us to see those who have more than they need, even if they might not know it. As we read this scripture, I think about how wonderful God is to bless those who are poor, hungry, and persecuted. But then it comes to the part that points to me. Woe to those who are rich, full, those who are well spoken of. And it seems that perhaps the scripture is pointing at me. But when Jesus speaks these words, perhaps he's not accusing us, but challenging us. First, we can see the great difference between those who have nothing and those who have more than they need. Then Jesus says, listen, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. Whatever it is that is getting in the way of us seeking the best in every relationship, even those relationships that seem impossible to maintain, Jesus, I think, is challenging us to find a better way than being enemies and hating and cursing and abusing each other. And it seems possible, right? Maybe we could find a way to love each other. Is it possible? And then Jesus adds this: if anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. I don't like it if someone hits me. I don't like it. And I'm very often ready to hit back if somebody hits me first. And if someone were to take my coat, I don't think I would give them my shirt. In fact, I would probably go back and take my coat back. This challenge is getting awfully hard to meet. And then Jesus adds one more thing. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. If someone takes my goods, my stuff, if someone takes my stuff, I'm not supposed to try and get my own stuff back? I can't do that. I can't do it. I cannot meet that challenge. I cannot do it. Not by myself. Only with God's help can I even begin. And so perhaps the grace of God in Jesus Christ is challenging us, compelling us, calling us to be more than we could ever be on our own. Everything that we have is a gift from God. We've talked before about our time, talents, and treasures. Those gifts that God has trusted to us, those gifts from God to us, so that we might use them to be the grace of God to others. You know, there's a Sheryl Crow song that says, "It's not getting what you want, it's wanting what you got." It's not getting what you want, it's wanting what you got. I might tweak that a little bit and say, it's not getting what you want, it's giving what you got. And we often fail. But God is so patient with us. But most important, God is so grace-filled in Jesus Christ for us that we just might be able to do to others as we would have them do to us. So we pray. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, may we give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation as we come to know you, so that with the eyes of our heart enlightened, we may know the hope to which you have called us all, the riches of your glorious inheritance among the saints, the immeasurable greatness of your power for us who believe, according to the working of your great power. Amen.